My name is Kleski Simka. I come from the Ahauset First Nation over on Vancouver Island in New Channel Country. I grew up in Ucuilute, spent the first few years of my life there. I used to wander the beaches and explore tide pools. And we moved down to Victoria for school, me and my family. I'm in my second year at Camosa College studying political science. I am the women's representative there on the student council, and I'm also the Aboriginal students liaison for the Canadian Federation of Students BC. And I've been recently doing a lot of organizing for some Idomilmore events, and I've been a big supporter of that for the events around Lower Vancouver Island.
Why did you decide to get involved with Idomilmore?
It was in December when it first started kind of coming around, and I met with my Native Student Union at Camosun and the Native Student Union at UVic, and I guess it's kind of what set it off. It was just, I kept on seeing it on social media. That was my thing. I'm really big on social media, and I'm a really big media nerd, and I just saw all these events happening around in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, and we all thought it was really cool, so we decided to try and have a rally in Victoria to create more awareness around it. And I just think it's really important to fight for our Indigenous rights, and the thing that I really like about the Idomilmore movement is that it just encompasses all of our issues, and it like connects like environmentalism and women's rights and Indigenous, you know, being an Indigenous woman. And I think it's just time for our people to rise, and we're at a really crucial time in our lives for our people in Canada, and I think we can create a lot of change and also create a lot of awareness and education around Indigenous issues, because I find that due to a lack of education with just other, even our own people and non-natives, it's really challenging for us to face all that. A lot of ignorance comes out of that as well, and I really think we could help raise our people and push them onto the path of healing even, and help ourselves and help us find our own identities. I know through this movement I have found my own Indigenous identity, and it really wasn't until this movement where I've actually been able to confidently own that identity. And
cool. So as an environmental activist particularly, how do you think that intersects with Idomilmore?
As an environmental activist, well, I've been involved in the environmental activism for a long time, and that was more of my activism piece of it as opposed to Indigenous activism. But when you think about it, I had an elder tell me this one time, and she said that you can't have culture without the land, because our culture is based off our relationship with the land. And when you think about our ceremonies and stuff, you know, I know my people, we do our prayers in the morning in the ocean, and we're all really connected, and it's just so deeply entrenched in our identity that it's really important to protect that environment. And it's like our environment's been under attack recently, right, with all the natural resource exploitations. And I just really, we're so dependent on it, and even everything from like the salmon and the food fish, you know, it's a really big ceremonial and traditional part, but it also keeps our people going, you know. Like the salmon, I figured this out one time. Salmon makes up for 25% of my family's meals, yearly meals, and so that's a huge chunk, right? And imagine if we didn't have that. It's just so important and ceremonial, and just it does keep us alive.
Mm-hmm. Also, in terms of you're one of the younger folk here at the conference. Like, what does it mean to engage for you as a young adult or as a youth with the movement?
As a youth, it's been really great, because it's taught me a lot on how to organize and how to work under pressure, how to connect with other people and network, and that's also brought me a lot closer with my elders. And that's one of the things I really appreciate about this movement, is the networking and the connections that I'm making. And I am learning a lot from people who are experienced, who have been in past Indigenous movements, and that's been really helpful, and it's just really empowering as a young Indigenous person for this movement.